Today is Latina Equal Pay Day, when we are learning more about women's struggles to make a fair living. Here's an example. A Latina woman on average earns about $2,400 a month less than a white non-Hispanic man. That's nearly $29,000 less a year. Diana Ramirez has been advocating to change this statistic. She's a senior manager of policy and coalitions workplace justice at the National Women's Law Center, and she joins us now from El Paso, Texas. Diana, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Can you break down your analysis from the National Women's Law Center for this a bit further? How wide is the wage gap in this country for Latina women?
So Latinas in this country are typically paid 57 cents for every dollar paid to white non-Hispanic men. That means over a career of 40 years, Latinas are going to lose $1.2 million. So what is $1.2 million, right? $1.2 million is her retirement fund. It's her kids' college fund. It's her rainy day fund, right? It's the ability to build wealth for future generations. And I'm seeing that play out in El Paso during this pandemic. The Latinas in my family lost their jobs. And one of my aunts in particular, Elizabeth, she got an encephalitis infection, a swelling of the brain, and she became disabled. And she didn't have any savings. She had worked her entire life providing childcare, daycare for disabled adults, ironically. And when she needed someone to take care of her, she didn't have any savings. She didn't have health insurance. She never earned enough to pay into that. And so my family had to resort to what many families do in this country to pay for healthcare. We had to start a GoFundMe account just to pay for somebody to take care of her during the day. So that's what that means. That's what the 57 cents for every dollar means.
This is how it bores out in the quality of life for women. Absolutely. Your analysis was able to pinpoint some of the reasons why. Can you give us just a slice of what contributes to this overall gap?
I mean, this is everyday sexism. This is the stereotype that women should be home, taking care of the kids, providing home needs for the family. This is a stereotype that women don't want to be in the workforce as much. They need flexibility. They need to be in and out of the workforce. And that stereotype follows Latinas over their lifetime because, going back to my aunt's example, had she had a savings, we could have helped pay for somebody to take care of her now, but she didn't have that. And so that meant that her daughter, Teresa, had to take on student loans, right? She has six-figure student loan debt. And now that she's having to take care of her disabled mother and her toddlers, her two toddlers, the wage gap that she has faced over her years is kind of sandwiching her into this, caregiving for two generations. And so this wage gap affects generation after generation after generation.
This is not a problem that can be solved overnight, of course. But what are some solutions that you feel encouraged by to help close this gap?
We absolutely need to raise the minimum wage in this country because so many Latinas are in those minimum wage paying jobs. And the minimum wage has been stagnant for the longest period of time in U.S. history. The gap between the 1% and the 99% has gotten so wide in this country that just raising the minimum wage would bring so many Latinas out of poverty. So we absolutely need to get to a $15 federal minimum wage with one fair wage for tipped workers, meaning that in every state, tipped workers get the same minimum wage before tips, because the majority of workers in tipped occupations are women. So we need to raise a wage. We also need to pass at the federal level the Paycheck Fairness Act, because what that does, it prohibits employers from asking salary history. Because when you have two candidates applying for a job and you ask them, what did you make before? What do you want to make now? That is where Latinas get trapped in these low wages, because we are always making less. And when they ask us, what do you want to make? We always ask for less. So we need to pass those two bills, the minimum wage bill called the Raise the Wage Act and the Paycheck Fairness Act, would be monumental in changing the poverty levels of Latinas today.
Diana Ramirez is Senior Manager of Policy and Coalitions Workplace Justice at the National Women's Law Center. Diana, thank you so much for talking with us about this important issue.
Thank you, Tanya.